This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Florida schools will no longer require student-athletes to share their menstrual histories, including the dates of their periods, in order to play high school sports, following months of opposition from parents, physicians, and advocates. On Thursday, the Florida High School Athletic Association's Board of Directors voted 14-2 at an emergency meeting to remove questions about a student-athlete's menstrual history from the state's pre-participation physical evaluation form. Until now, the form included 5 questions about a student-athlete's menstrual history. Some parents and critics argued that requesting menstrual information from students and storing it digitally would violate their privacy, particularly at a time of increased debate and concern over regulations relating to women's bodies following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Other opponents feared the questions could be used to target trans and non-binary athletes playing on teams that align with their gender identities. Now the newly adopted form will not ask student-athletes about menstruation, instead requiring them to fill out questions about their medical, surgical, and emotional histories. Those pages will be kept by a healthcare provider, a parent, or a guardian, not by the school. The new rules follow the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines for physical evaluation forms for student-athletes, which state that a medical eligibility form is the only one that needs to be shared with schools. At least 44 states currently require or optionally ask student-athletes about their menstruation. A fire in late January in Fallon is being investigated as a homicide and arson. The Montana Department of Criminal Investigation has arrested 2 men in connection to the incident. Sterling Brown, a suspect, was arrested in Camp Cook, South Dakota on Wednesday and charged with deliberate homicide. Jake Bergduff was arrested Tuesday in Spearfish, South Dakota, and charged with arson and tampering with physical evidence. The victim was Isaac Carrier, 30, of Fallon. Both the Montana Department of Criminal Investigation and the Prairie County Sheriff's Office are involved in the case. The homicide was discovered Monday, January 23rd, when emergency responders in Fallon were dispatched to a house fire on the 600 block of Whittier Avenue around 11:45 p.m. Carrier's body was found at the scene and transported to the Montana State Crime Lab for identification and an autopsy. The investigation was initially being done by the State Fire Marshal's Office, which turned the case over to DCI when it determined that criminal activity had occurred. Super Bowl pandemonium is in full swing, and Pabu, the red panda at Zoo Montana in Billings, made his Super Bowl prediction for the champion of this weekend's big game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Pabu chose between 2 delicious bamboo stalks, each sprinkled with fruit treats. The stalk that he chewed on first determined this year's projected Super Bowl winner. Each stalk was identical, ensuring no favoritism. Pabu predicts it's the Philadelphia Eagles who will win the Super Bowl. Dooley, Zoo Montana's other red panda, will have no part of this nonsense, sleeping soundly next door. The red panda, also known as the lesser panda, is a small mammal native to the eastern Himalayas and southwestern China. It looks more like a bushy fox than the more popular black and white panda bear. In previous years, Zoo Montana's Wolverine Sid made the prediction, but he has retired. His days of high-fame Super Bowl predictions are over after revealing to his caregivers that the job was just too stressful. Montana State University's campus in Great Falls has been without a mascot. Voting to choose a mascot for Great Falls College, MSU, closed on Sunday, February 5th, and the winner is the River Otters. More than 2,300 votes were cast. Other nominees were the Electric Elk, a nod to the Great Falls moniker as the Electric City, and the Wolverines. Great Falls College MSU CEO Stephanie Erdman said, "We are so excited to be the River Otters. River Otters are tough, feisty characters who persevere in sometimes harsh conditions to thrive. They also look out and care for one another, so we think they are the perfect representative of our amazing campus community. Plus, they are super cute." In October of 2022, the college started the process of creating a mascot, soliciting suggestions from students and the community. Preliminary voting narrowed the final 3 choices to Electric Elk, River Otters, and Wolverines. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.